Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the third baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third, the right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Melillo moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Kroner reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Mike Krivic now playing right field. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Melillo moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Maynish moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Kroner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Maynish moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Maynish scores. Fox scores. Kroner goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Cronin scores. One out. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic scores. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4 Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Jack Wilson now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dykes strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peete pinch hits for Clint Brown. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Peete moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-5 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Peete scores. It's Red Sox, 11, White Sox, 11. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. he's got one RBI. Krivic is walked intentionally. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb strikes out. 1 out. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 6 in the game, with two doubles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 11. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.